Hey, welcome into I'll Get a Burger, A Journey to Healthy Living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And we've been away for a couple weeks.
Our journey has stalled.
A little bit, yes.
Yes, but that's also not why we've been away. We've been away just because I'm a morning person and he's a night person.
Yeah.
And any time in between, it seems that we have two children who are constantly running around and needing attention, or, you know, we have jobs. So it just hasn't been something that we've made time to do. And whenever quarantine first started, it was like, oh, yeah, this will be something fun to do in the evening. But now it seems to me that we're both kind of back to, okay, whose turn is it to put the kids to bed?
By the time
rock,
evening,
paper, scissors, let's go.
By the time evening comes, we're just both like, eh.
The idea of using my brain, even though I haven't necessarily used it that much during the day, I don't want to talk to him. And it's not personal. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Our quote unquote, I'm putting up air quotes, office is set up in our dining room. So Kara and I are, you know, across the dining room table from each other for our work all day. So we see each other and talk to each other back and forth all day. And then our kids are in card tables and desks right next to us for schooling all day. So we're all together all day long. And I think by the evening,
we'll post a pic on Instagram of our lovely setup, and you can see why I'm losing my ever loving mind.
There's a lot of family time right now.
And then last weekend, my child was like, we didn't have much family time. We need more family time. I was like, no, we absolutely do not.
Like, we need more time together.
It's like, what have we had for the last 2 months? Where have you been? Because seems to me like you've been attached to my hip, literally.
We did complete our virtual 5K for April.
And fun for us, I mean, this sounds a little kooky. We took a different route than what we would normally take.
We did.
And it was fun.
It was. We went not so much uphill as we did the previous month. It started out downhill and it was a little more flat. So we did around a whole lot of neighborhoods, and it was quite nice.
And we purposely did that because I had thrown my back out.
Oh, yeah.
Two days prior. So I was doing it in a lot of pain. And I think that slowed us down some, honestly.
Yeah, we did it in right around 50 minutes, our walk. I think that's kind of what we've averaged right now. So we'll see. We still have a few weeks left in May. We want to do one for May. We got to figure out which one we want to do.
But we did, the one that we did was the Scram 5K, and the shirts came in and they are fabulous.
Oh, yes. I love the shirt. It's just Oscar the Grouch. You just kind of see his eyes and underneath it says Scram.
It's great. Yeah. I'm a big fan. And by the way, no one told us the worm's name. We really thought somebody would come through and be able to tell us the worm's name. And we have not gone to the internet to look this up.
Yeah, I did not. I did not go look it up. I totally forgot.
But like I said, our journey has kind of stalled. I started to say it really hasn't, but it kind of has.
Kind of has.
Because to an extent, although I know personally my exercise is up because I'm trying to do this challenge called Every Day in May, where you exercise for at least 15 minutes, something different than you would normally do every day in May. I've missed a couple days, but just knowing that I have that accountability has forced me to check in. But food-wise, we need a plan, people, because we suck.
Oh, yeah. And I will say personally for me, I'm exercise-wise, I'm down. Like, especially this past week, I've just been like, sit at my little card table here at the end of the table, working, or, you know, when the boys need help, when you're not helping them, and then they come to me, and it's like this big round robin, and I'm just like, I don't want to do anything else.
And for some reason, and I don't know if, I think that it is because of that lack of boundary between home and school and work, I find that even though technically the school day ends at 3:30, and technically my boys are done by 2 for the most
part. Usually, yeah. Yep.
You're supposed to be done by around 4:30, right?
Yeah, most days, yeah.
It is very often that Brad and I are still sitting here working at 5:30 or 6, And then being like, oh, we need to figure out dinner. And then dinner is this hodgepodge of whatever we have.
Yep.
And then it's 7 o'clock. And really, we tell the boys we're all going for a walk or we're all going to do something active. But sometimes there's a project that needs worked on. Yes, they still have homework, even though they're schooling from home. Or we do go for a walk, but then we get back and it's 8 o'clock and that's showers and read books and get ready for bed. And suddenly, where you thought there would be all of this extra time has fizzled out just from normal duties. And with that said, that also then means that all of my well-laid plans of, you know, I'll take a 30-minute break and I'll go do laundry here, or I'm going to pick up this area and clean this bathroom here, that also gets put off, even though in my mind, like Mondays is clean the bathroom day, Tuesday is vacuum upstairs day, things like that. And it doesn't happen. And then they have to deal with me on the weekends.
It's very true, because I think we don't take that break away, because our breaks away are, you know, school or the dogs need something, or, oh, shoot, it's lunchtime. We totally forgot to feed them. Not that we
Which
forget.
Which has happened more than once.
And like, case in point, yesterday, last night, we're working and I was like, oh, it's 5:30. We should probably make dinner. What are we going to have? And the boys just kind of get this.
Meh.
I mean, they're sick of sandwiches. Sandwiches become the fallback in the house.
And they don't want chicken anymore. And we've had enough of that. Rye is on a cheeseburger kick, which is odd, but okay.
Yeah, he wants a cheeseburger every day.
But all he wants is the cheeseburger. Cheeseburger and a piece of fruit. Okay. Like last night, I got done with a meeting at around 5:45, but I'd gotten information in that meeting that I needed to tell someone else. So then that took until about 6:30. Mm-hmm. And then that meeting gave me more information that I needed to tell somebody else. So before I think I even came inside, it was after 7 or something like that.
Yeah. Because we had finished eating. You came inside and I was playing with the new toy that I had. And
and then we lost him. So there was nothing else happening with him for the day. And it seems that has been the case, where that work-life balance, on one hand, is there. I see my kids all the time. I'm no longer feeling guilty about doing work and not seeing them because we're always around. However, there is a little bit of that guilt of, I don't know that I ever stop working.
Yeah. I mean, it's here. So you were like, it's just easy to work, step away. Oh, I can come back to it just whenever, in and out, mm-hmm. in and out, in and out. And for the boys, I think the boys have gotten to the point where, like, even if they still have work done, it's 2 o'clock. We're done. We're done. It's 2 o'clock.
And I support that, by the way. So if you're a teacher and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, no, you can't do that. I work in a school. I don't care. There's 2 weeks left of school. It's not going to make them that much dumber or that much smarter if I'm like, no, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And there's only so much you can keep them reined in. I know they don't get the work. We're working, because they'll come and snuggle up on you and be like, what are you doing?
Can I do this? And then you get to be the awful parent if you say, no, back off.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted a hug.
But we were talking the other day about how this feels like just the norm now. Like, once everything kind of opens back up and we can go back to our, you know, offices, how weird it's going to feel, because it's just, we've been doing this for 2 months now, how normal it is to, like, okay, we come downstairs, we sit down at our ends of the table, we get schoolwork ready, they start their day, and like, and then we're just all here for the day. At first it was weird. Now it's like, yeah, this is what we do.
And Brad knows this, and I know this. Sometimes I'm better at it than he is. Sometimes he's better at it than I am. We are both much happier people when we wake up and get a jump on the day prior to our children waking up.
Correct.
100%. So today I was the one who got up early because I had a meeting. So I got up, I was down here already on Zoom, and I think the kids woke him up. And so the first part of the day, you were pretty grumpy and like, ugh, because you felt behind and flustered and like, I can't do all of this. And it was no different than any other day.
That is probably the biggest struggle being home, is getting a schedule like that. Because when you're at the office, you're like, I have to be up, I have to shower, I got to be ready, I got to be here by this time. And now it's like, roll out of bed, don't set an alarm, whatever.
He might have worn the same pair of pajama pants for 3 days. Maybe.
Showers are optional.
We faced the same thing when he stayed home with the boys. I would come in and be like, what day are we on? Because you're looking a little greasy. And be like, it's a good point.
You're like, I don't remember when the last day I took a shower was. I'm going to go take one.
I'm going to go do that now. But all that to say, somewhere along the lines, even though this is the ideal time to be doing a Whole 30 or to be doing some sort of a diet, because we're cooking 90% of our meals.
Oh, yeah.
We are eating out of our house. Like when I buy stuff, it doesn't go to waste. Like it's being consumed.
Used. Yeah.
It's being consumed. We're just in a major meal rut, first of all. And part of that's I have a gajillion cookbooks. I need to just go through and be like, I'm making this and I'm making this and I'm making this. And I haven't done that. But lack of planning, I think, has led to lack of adherence to any kind of I don't even want to say diet, but I'll go lifestyle.
Yes. And I'll say if anyone out there wants to give us like what's working for their schedule of being home these past few months, let us know some ideas. I mean, we'll take any ideas.
For sure.
Whether it's food, your work, school, life, mixture.
The other thing that I want to throw in here, and all three of the males in my life who live in my house also have ADD. So when they look around, they don't see the chaos and the mess that I see. Mm-hmm. And so that is another piece of this, that it's like, here's one more thing that I have to manage. And Brad has seen me hit that breaking point where, like, how can you deal with this? How can you have 14 boxes scattered around you for no reason? He genuinely doesn't see it. It's not an issue to him. Whereas to me, there's clutter and chaos in my space, so I can't be as productive. And that funnels right into everything else. Because if I can't be as productive here, then that means I don't have as much time to do the other things, whether it's go grocery shopping, make dinner, because I like to cook. Like, I don't have an issue cooking.
No, I love to cook too. So
yeah, I mean, that's not even part of the problem. For a while, I was in this great pattern of when I got overwhelmed, I just kind of said peace out and I went for a nice long walk. I'm not really feeling overwhelmed so much as I've thrown in the towel. So that's not happening as much. I think that I think that the people in your house also really dictate some of how the flow goes.
I agree with you. And you know, you say that and it's true. Like, I don't notice, like, as you're just saying that, I look around and go, oh, yeah, it is kind of messy right around me.
Oh,
but
it's driving me out of my mind.
Me, I have my little space that I work in and carry on.
He could be surrounded by clutter and collectibles all the way up to the ceiling and be very content. Whereas this goes back to just differences in who we are. I like it clean. I like it neat. I like everything to have a place and it goes in its place. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my children have inherited his side of things, not my side. So I'm fighting a losing battle, and I do recognize
but
that.
But it is, and it's depending on, there are some things where I'm like, okay, all this goes together, and this is where it goes.
Cords, all of his cords. There are bins and bins of cords. Men, why do you need all these bins of cords?
You never know when you're going to need one.
You need cords from 1982? I don't think so.
You never know. You never know if I come across some old thing I need to hook up.
Large Rubbermaid bins of cords.
Everyone needs their bin of cables, okay?
I'm pretty sure I could live my entire life without a bin of cables, but I'll take your word for it. Back to some of our results.
Yeah.
Though, we did weigh in. We kind of forgot to do the whole inches thing, and I really wanted to because I could tell I had lost in my hips and my stomach, and I felt like my legs had gotten more muscular because I had been doing so much walking, but it really just got away from us. And at this point, we're 2 weeks into May. However, we did not do great on the loss part.
On the loss. No, I know I gained around 2 pounds.
And I was a little bit less than that. But I will also say that I didn't adhere, and I don't think you did either, to the I'm only weighing myself once a month. Like, I was going in pretty much every week, and there were weeks that I was down 3 pounds overall, and it was fluctuating. So I don't know how much of that was truly I've gained this much or it just was a bad day.
And being at home, I think it was hard because we haven't eaten the best. There's a lot of the snacking.
There's a lot of ice cream in our house. Yeah, and I don't even eat ice cream anymore, which is sad.
There's a lot of snacking, or like when you bake. And then, you know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I wonder how bad this eating has done for me. So I'm like, I'm just going to slide the scale out and just get a little look-see. That's all.
I laughed the other day. I made Wookiee cookies because it was May the 4th.
Yeah.
So you need Wookiee cookies. Well, the Wookiee cookie recipe makes 3 dozen. And it makes a true 3 dozen, and they're good-sized cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think each boy, day one, had one.
Yeah, that day, maybe one, maybe two.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
The next day, Reese informs us he's had 5, and this is by, like, noon. We didn't even realize it.
So
I knew I had had one. And then Rye said I think he had, like, 2 or 3. I'd say he probably had more along the lines of 5. Because if he sees somebody eating, he needs to eat whatever they're eating.
So I took the plate and put it up. But then the next day,
put it up on the refrigerator. And I had no idea that he did this. So from that point on, I did not touch any Wookiee cookies.
We came the other day. I'm like, oh, I just kind of want something sweet. And I went to grab the plate and it was empty. It was gone. And I'm like, what happened to the cookies? And both the boys are just snickering. Like, we ate them.
They figured out how to get up on top of the refrigerator and finished off all the cookies. I have not baked. No, I did bake since. I baked shortbread.
Oh, yeah.
Or shortcake.
Yeah.
Which it was delicious.
But yeah, we gained, but we're trying to focus back in. I think we've kind of fluctuated up and down of like, we have one good meal and then not so good in between that. And I know you were trying for last month to intermittent fast.
Yes. I would say I really stuck to it hardcore for like a solid week or 10 days. During the work week, it is a lifestyle I can absolutely stick to, especially if I'm going to work.
Yeah, if you're in the office.
If I'm in the office, that's not a hard thing for me at all. I don't know, with as much as our family loves breakfast, that it is a truly sustainable thing for me to do. Because I noticed that within the intermittent fasting, the way that I was doing it, I know there's lots of different ways to do it, but I was doing you have 8 hours that you can eat.
Okay, yep.
So typically,
I think that's usually typically how people start.
Yeah, I was trying to aim for eat my first meal around 11, cut it off by 7. And quite truthfully, I try to cut off any eating by 7 anyways. That was one of those things that I did a long time ago that stuck. And I don't know where I first learned that idea. It could have been Oprah. It could have been Weight Watchers. Who knows? But that's always kind of in the back of my mind. So the end part wasn't hard for me. It was, okay, I'm done at 7. It was the start part because the very first thing that I thought of when I woke up was, ooh, I want something to eat. I could usually curb that with, I'll just drink some coffee and some water. Cup of coffee, some water. My body was fine. But I realized very quickly that there is a fine line for me between hungry and overly hungry. And there were a couple days in there where I'm supposed to eat my first meal around 11, but I ended up in a meeting that I couldn't eat in the meeting. And so it was more like 1 or 1:30 or 2 before I was getting that first meal in. At that point, I was overly hungry and I didn't make good choices.
Yeah, you just wanted to eat. You didn't care what it was.
I just wanted to eat. And then I would overeat because I was so hungry. I was just shoveling it in. And even if it was an appropriate amount of food, eaten so quickly, I just felt overly full and I didn't feel good.
Okay.
So I don't think intermittent fasting is sustainable for me. I think Monday through Friday at an office, it could be.
I was going to say, it's not sustainable for you in the current situation. As far as just being home with everything right now.
I do have to retrain my mind. And I can say that pretty easily, not that it'll be easy to do, but just thinking of that shift where, no, you know what, Rye? You didn't finish your breakfast and it does look good. I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, today he had sausage and I was like, I'm going to eat a sausage.
I too need to do that same thing. I mean, we talked about it when Nick was on, where Nick and I talked about how I was like the garbage disposal, like, oh, there's food left over, I'm just going to eat it. And mm-hmm. I've gotten into that habit again of like the same thing, like, oh, they didn't finish that? Sure, I'll just finish it. Mm-hmm. It's there. Why not? But, and I need to like get back to that mindset, like what you just said. Yeah.
Right. I think you and I need to sit down and plan what is feasible for us. But the key thing here is plan. Like yes. when we have a plan, yep. we stick to it. That we're pretty good at holding each other accountable for that whenever it's like, no, this is what we're doing. But whenever there's no set plan and no defined, this is what we're going to eat and how we're going to do it. It's like, what do you want today? I got a free Jimmy John sandwich.
Yeah. We are not very good at the fly by the seat of your pants, especially when it comes to eating, because that's when it's like, oh, what can we order in? Mm-hmm. DoorDash, they can be here in about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Indian food, yes, please. Thai food, yes, please. Yeah. I mean, they're not always bad things. Like, we're not necessarily getting greasy food or anything, but I will say, on the recipe end, I made something that would be Whole30 compliant if you substituted cauliflower rice. And I think Brad thought I was a little bit crazy at first.
Oh, is this your Spanish rice?
Yeah. Because I made, I don't even know what you would call it. It was just thinly sliced beef. I put a little bit of olive oil in there, garlic powder, salt, and pepper, and just let it kind of marinate, and then cut up a whole onion, put everything in a pan, and let it cook until it was just underdone, added 3 jalapenos, 3 chopped tomatoes, mm-hmm. and then let it simmer for 20 minutes. And then the rice that I made ended up pretty fabulous.
What you made was delicious.
It tasted like I'd gotten it at a Mexican restaurant, and it was fantastic. I have to give credit to the person whose name I cannot remember right now because she's on TikTok. Don't laugh at me, people. Don't come at me, people. I love it, and it just is what it is.
She's addicted.
But she was like, this is what I'm making, and she is Latina, and she was like, I don't have measurements. Just do what I do, and I did, and she was right. But it was rice, cumin, chicken broth, salt, pepper, and then a can of tomato sauce.
And like you said, you could make it with
you could easily make it rice, with cauliflower rice.
Yeah. And it would
be delicious.
Perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still in love with our air fryer.
That is still the win. That and our Nespresso.
Yes, the Nespresso machine.
Which
for the win
which
too.
Was not, I mean, that was a birthday present for me. So that was not
no, it for wasn't quarantine.
But yeah.
It has gotten a lot of use during quarantine.
Yes.
And so has the air fryer.
Both like, have.
Last night I made chicken wings in it again, but I instead of making it sauced, I went with more of a dry rub on it to
I like put the it. Sauced better.
Well, I made 2 batches. One had less seasoning than the other, and the more seasoned one was far better. I think just a little bit more seasoning than I put in it, I think it would have been perfect.
And I've been making a sandwich that I think is delicious. He thinks I'm wacko. It's just 2 slices of bread toasted, again, using that toaster oven, and then a tablespoon of cream cheese. I toast some walnuts, put sliced pear on it, sprinkle it with cinnamon, and it is delicious.
Yeah, not my thing, but I'm glad you enjoy it. Not always, no.
No, he doesn't actually at all. So here is our promise to you. Because we need you to hold us accountable. We are going to check in a week from today. What is the date today?
14th is the date of this recording.
Okay. So. 14th is the date of this recording. We are going to record again.
By next Thursday.
Yes.
So the 21st.
Yes.
Okay.
By next Thursday, the 21st. And we are going to tell you what 5K we signed up for. We are going to tell you what our meal plan for this week was. Mm-hmm. And what our plan to continue forward for the next week is.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do this.
Okay. So hold us accountable, people.
Yep. And you can reach out to us, like we said, with schedules for quarantine foods, anything like that. You can email us, illgetaburger@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram, which we haven't posted in a while, but we need to get back into it.
I'll post our messy space. You'll see it. You too will cringe.
But follow us on both of those at I'll Get a Burger. But we will talk to you next week with our plan. Till then,
bye.